We know there's always something to do right here in our backyard, but it's always helpful to have a reminder about exactly what we have going on here. That's why we have Visit York County joining us once a month to kind of help us fill out our social calendar. We're excited to catch up with Michelle Manning Osborne. And good morning to you, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Has the summer been treating you all well, both professionally and personally?
Yes.
You got a full household.
Yes.
Full house.
Michelle is the mom of three boys
really
under
four,
the age of six.
If you look at her husband,
well,
too.
I said three under six. Oh. Now he doesn't count in that age group.
Yeah. Home to three boys under the age of six plus your husband, which is like a bonus one as
sure.
well. Right.
He's the biggest kid.
Probably the hardest one too, right?
No.
He's
I wouldn't
not?
Say that. No.
Which one is your hardest one?
My middle.
Really?
Yes.
The middle is supposed to be the middle of the road.
Oh, no, he's
easy
chaos.
Going.
He's chaos.
I bet it will flip, though.
Well, I guess we'll see.
It could flip. It could flip.
Is your first one your typical first child? Like
yes.
Like textbook.
Yeah. Yes. Like I don't want to disappoint you.
Yep.
Please don't be mad at me. I need to be perfect all the time.
Yep. You're talking to two firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely like that. Ashley bucked the trend a little bit.
Yeah, my brother is more of
the firstborn personality.
I'm more of the middle. And there was only two of us.
That's true. I'm an only child, so I'm the baby and the oldest.
Yeah, you're
and you
all
get
three.
All the personalities all into one.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That's why you're so good at this job, too,
right.
Michelle.
You got to balance all the activities. And that's
right.
As you know, as a working mom, you've got to have things to do because you got to keep your family as well as everyone else's family entertained. Before we dive into some upcoming events, we're going to take a trip back in the time machine because you've got some stats and figures, which we always love to walk through these, regarding some big events that took place right here in our backyard. Let's start with our 4th of July events.
Yes, so Red, White, and Boom was in downtown Rock Hill. It was a big event. They do fireworks and slippery stairs and all that stuff. And so that one actually brought in about 11,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
People?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And with those numbers, I know you can tell sometimes what's the percentage maybe that are from like York County, Rock Hill specific, and then outside of that?
I think like 30% was out of county.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Great. Yeah.
Meaning they chose to travel on the 4th of July holiday to come to York County and specifically Rock Hill. That's great. That's 30%. We want more people to come for sure. They're probably celebrating in their own towns, but that's okay.
Right.
We'll take them all.
And then we also had a ton of people at the 3SSB basketball tournament that's been taking place here over the last week or so.
Yes. So there's been three Adidas events. South Point High School, Legion Collegiate Academy, Clover High School, and York High School were all used.
Mm-hmm.
It was boys and girls. And over the last, over 3 weeks, girls are starting today until Sunday, but the boys have been competing, and it's been over 300 teams since July 4th, with 90% of them being out of town.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy. Heads and beds.
Yes.
That's right.
And they bring more than just their mom and dad.
Right.
They bring the whole family because it's summer, so they can have vacation.
Yeah. Right.
So when they're looking at where to go and what to do, they go to Visit York County and they can see everything that we have to offer.
It's also a great way for, you know, people on bigger stages to see York County. I mean, we've had NBA scouts here. We've had NBA coaches. We've had college scouts and college coaches, and more will be in this week for the ladies. So that it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Michelle Manning Osborne. She's from Visit York County. Again, they help make sure that our social calendar is packed to the rim for sure.
Stacked and packed.
Stacked and packed. Sorry, I was trying to think of something else and I couldn't spit it out in time. Now let's focus on upcoming events. So what's happening right now this weekend and moving ahead in the weeks ahead?
Yeah. So for July, the Battle of Huck's Defeat's coming up July the 12th through the 13th over at Historic Brattonsville. That's really a big event that they have every year. So if you're into history, go check that out. Carowinds is doing Viva La Fiesta, which is like a cultural celebration of Hispanic culture. That's July 18th through August the 10th. So you have plenty of time to go to that.
And they have individual booths where you can experience food from different cultures. It's kind of like a mini Epcot down at Disney World. So if you can't make it down there, you can go to Carowinds. And I've been to it every year and we love it. We try to get one, like an appetizer from one, a meal from another, and a dessert from another. And it's very reasonable, but it's pretty cool. It's food that you don't ever get a chance to try on the regular, I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty huge.
Absolutely. We also have the Cornhole World Championship, July the 28th through August 3rd. So that one's huge.
So it's coming back again. Well, we've got the headquarters. We do. For sure. Mm-hmm. So folks from all over the, is it the world or just the country will come?
World Championship. The world.
So they'll come in. And is this a sport where folks can come and watch it? Like, I know it's on television, mm-hmm. but is there spectator days that they can go and check it out and how, sure. how they can see?
I know that it's televised, but I'm not sure as far as spectator.
I think you can just try to walk in the door, and if the door's closed and they say no, then
no. You if you can, go in go say, I'm here. Yeah, watch it. Good job. Rah, rah.
Hey, I play cornhole in my backyard. Let me see what I can do. I think that
you can be the celebrity thrower. Yeah, how about
that? I think the card has already been punched for those folks. I don't know how many people off the street can go in and say, I can play this at home.
I see them play and I'm like, wow, I am so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you're good in your backyard until you see those guys.
They get it in the hole like every time.
Every time. And when they don't, you should see the look on their partner's face. It's like
they're so mad. They expect to get in the hole every time. And I'm like, I'm just good if I get it on the board.
Donk.
The look of disappointment in their partner's face when they don't get it in, it's to your point. Yeah. It's just like, you've let us down. Like, this is awful. We're going to lose because of you.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating how this sport has grown, and we are so glad that they've called Rock Hill home. But this is a hobby. This was something that was taking place at weekend events, at nonprofit events, backyard neighborhood events, community events, and now it's grown into scholarships and opportunities and a professional sport. It's remarkable. And the fact the headquarters are right here in Rock Hill, that's fantastic. So that's going on when again?
That's July 28th through August 3rd.
Okay, perfect. So just go walk up in the front door, and if it's open, just come on in.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you have a taste trail coming up, too.
We do. So York County Taste Trail is back. It's something that we, it's one of our productions. Restaurant Week for York County. So that's going to be August the 20th through the 27th. And so make sure to check out our website for any updates. We'll be posting some of the menus and what restaurants are going to be participating as we kind of gather that information. But we're really excited about that. I love Restaurant Week, and I'm so glad that we get to really promote the York County culinary scene.
You've been very successful with your Yoko Brew Taste Trail, which is a self-guided tour to check out all the breweries right here in our backyard. And now you're doing the same, adding food to the menu, so to speak.
Yes.
So it will be a week where you can take your taste buds on an adventure and take a taste trail. Do you get anything fun at the end of this? Because I know on the brew trail, you got like what, a little shot glass or a glass?
You get a t-shirt at the end of the brew trail.
Okay, perfect. All right.
For the taste trail, it's not so much like you get a prize, but a lot of the restaurants are doing three-course meals for under $50 a person.
Oh, that's great.
So your wallet is the winner.
That's right.
For sure. Well, again, you've had so much success with the brew trail, so I know the taste trail will be right up there for sure. Well, check out Visit York County when you can online. Michelle and the rest of the team over there, they do a great job putting together blogs. They have one up right now about summer date night ideas. Again, if you're struggling about what do you want to do, you don't want to travel far, check out these blogs. You all do, I think, a wonderful job of taking the searching away from us, and you do all the searching for us, which is nice. So it's not us having to search on our own. You do it all and just put it in an easy-to-read format, and you pick the city and pick where you want to go.
And most things don't break the bank either, which is also great.
Absolutely. That's what we try.
Yeah. Love it.
All right. Michelle Manning Osborne, that's her name. And she, again, is from Visit York County.